The Democrats will fight President Trump, but not for justice. Published in the Arab News on March 2, 2017 by Ray Hanania. Many Arabs and Muslims have asked me, why do you support President Donald Trump? I've explained, Trump was not my preferred choice. I supported Bernie Sanders. But 40 years of covering American politics convinced me early Trump was going to easily defeat Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election, something that no one believed. In fact, everybody challenged me and attacked me when I said Trump was going to win. The mainstream news media was flush with polls predicting Hillary Clinton was going to win, but they failed to gauge growing public anger with the status quo and insider politics from average Americans. I don't support everything Trump proposes. I never supported everything any president supported. But I see President Trump as an opportunity when it comes to the Middle East, especially in addressing the inalienable rights of the Palestinian people, the issue that is bedrock to all Middle East turmoil. Trump, more than Clinton, would embrace Palestinian rights as a part of a larger regional peace settlement, I believe, and he would stand up to Arab and Muslim extremists who have done everything to block the two-state solution. Trump is an outsider and not a politician who battled both Republicans and Democrats. More importantly, I see through the fallacy of the anti-Trump movement, which falsely claims it is fighting for civil rights and justice. The truth is, extremism in both the Republican and the Democratic Party are obstacles to establishing justice and achieving issues like Palestinian rights, which I view as the benchmark of a person's true view of justice, fairness, and civil rights. If you can't stand up to support Palestinian rights, then you don't support civil rights, and you don't support human rights, you don't support justice, and you don't support fairness. In truth, though, the Democratic Party that Clinton represented has been far worse. This week, Democrats slapped down the candidacy of Keith Ellison, America's first Muslim congressman to become the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, the DNC. Ellison, nominated by Bernie Sanders and representing the 5th District of Minnesota, has campaigned for the DNC post since last year. Instead, the DNC elected Tom Perez, President Obama's former Secretary of Labor. Perez is a political nobody who came out of nowhere, but his appointment blocked a Muslim from heading the DNC, which was the goal of the Democratic Party. It reflects the hypocrisy of the Democrats who loudly wail about injustices to Muslims, but do absolutely nothing when those injustices conflict with their sacred cow, Israel. Israel was the critical test for party leadership imposed by the DNC, not civil rights, not fairness, and not support for Muslims. Ellison has played both sides of the Palestine-Israel conflict, so you can't say he's biased. He's expressed concern over Israel's abuses, but he has carefully navigated the political minefield of Democratic Party opposition to Palestinian rights, including by denouncing the BDS movement, boycott, divestment, and sanctions. Is anyone surprised, though, that Democrats hate Palestinian rights as much as Republicans do? You shouldn't be surprised. Yet activists who are attacking Trump have closed their eyes to the Democratic Party's anti-Palestinian lies. The activists who are attacking Trump have closed their eyes and they don't want to see the truth. The media that Trump has called the enemy of the American people has played a key role in sabotaging Ellis's leadership bid. At a recent debate among the 8 contenders for the post hosted by CNN, journalist Chris Cuomo hammered the last nail in Ellison's political coffin. Cuomo, the brother of New York's anti-Arab, anti-Palestinian, and pro-Israel extremist governor Andrew Cuomo, went for Ellison's political jugular, parroting assertions that Ellison's occasional criticism of Israel is anti-Semitic. In the Democratic Party, any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitic. That's how they oppress Palestinian supporters, and that's why they're hypocrites on civil rights and human rights. If you didn't watch the CNN debate, you should. It's on YouTube. The Democratic audience applauded wildly at the beginning for each of the contenders when they were introduced, but there was an embarrassing silence when Ellison was introduced. This from anti-Trump activists who claim to champion Muslim rights? Are you kidding me? Ellison was criticized during the traditional reenactment of his swearing into office. Ellison used an English translation of the Quran that was once owned by Thomas Jefferson rather than a Bible. He's been the target of much media criticism, most of it unfair, including last June after Ellison visited Hebron in occupied Palestine. While there, Ellison tweeted a photo of the busted up window of a Palestinian business that was attacked and vandalized by Israeli settler terrorists with the protection of the Israeli military that the Democratic Party has supported wildly. Ellison tweeted at the time, quote, "I saw this as I walked down the street in Hebron. While windows opens to street, no Palestinian can walk, drive on it." He shared a photo with the tweet that he took of a sign that the Palestinian businessman placed on the window of the damaged business that read, quote, "Caution, this was taken by Israel. You are entering apartheid." Ellison found himself defending Ellison suddenly was attacked, finding himself having to defend himself from false media attacks that he described Israel as an apartheid state. He didn't. Even though Ellison, though, is a moderate centrist on Israel and Palestine, he still was too critical of Israel for any political leadership role in the Democratic Party. In America's biased and racist news media, you are not permitted to discuss Israel's atrocities against the Palestinians. The news media carefully protects Israel, but exaggerates accusations against Palestinians all the time, including the extrajudicial murder of Palestinians Israel claims engage in violence, but doesn't have to prove ever in a court of law. The Democrats enable this media bias through their twisted policy of talking about peace, but defending everything that Israel does while denouncing the Palestinians. Wake up, activists. The anti-Trump protesters don't love Muslims. They are using the issue of Muslims to take power from Trump. The Democrats and the mainstream news media not only dislike Palestinians, they actually loathe them. You may wrongly think Trump is a threat to Muslim and Palestinian rights, but the Ellison affair demonstrates Democrats and the media share the same anti-Palestinian, anti-Muslim, and are anti-justice, as do many of Trump's supporters. We can pretend the anti-Trump activists, the Democrats, and the mainstream news media want justice, or we can recognize that in American politics, the Democrats and Republicans are all the same. The smart move is for Arabs and Muslims to convince Trump that creating a Palestinian state is in the best interests of America. Recognizing that Trump is flexible on the issue of Palestine, Arab, and Muslim rights. But if we join in the phony anti-Trump civil rights protests, defend the mainstream American news media, and support the Democrats, Trump will most likely close the door to the issue that we hold righteous. Trump is no different than the Democrats, and if we continue to attack him, we are closing the door on the one person in America, the president, who can change America's foreign policy. I'm Ray Hanania. And you can see that CNN debate, which was broadcast on February 22nd, 2017, by going to youtube.com. The video number is V equal M5LSZ5-D620. I'll put a link on it here. And as far as Ellison and accusations of apartheid, you can visit that racist website, Salon.com.